What is my religion?
You're
how are you, young
religion.
Men? Oh, young so ladies, how are you?
Well, I'm hearing false religion.
Yes, this is false religion.
What is
biblical religion?
What's your belief, I should ask, is what I should ask.
Well, we're followers of Christ, and we believe in preaching the biblical gospel, which is the, if you'll hear me, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God. And he rose again to defeat death. He shed his blood to cover our sins for his people. We'll get back to that. And the Bible says his first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. Now, repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways about your life, how you live, what you do, what you practice to align with the eternal word of God. That means coming out of the world and the culture that is Satan's kingdom, coming out of false religion, we'll get back to that, because there is much false religion and there's a pure religion. And when God sees a willing vessel in Acts 5, I think it's Acts 5:32, he says, I give the Holy Spirit to them who obey me. He doesn't just give the Holy Spirit to anybody because not everybody wants to obey God. Most people don't want to obey God, but they want eternal life. They would be sorely unhappy in heaven because it's going to be about the glory of God and his people. Hell is not going to be a party. It's going to be suffering, weeping, and gnashing of teeth.
Yep.
So by this faith in this risen Savior, his shed blood, repentance, you can be born from above. The fruit that you're born from above is holiness and obedience. We don't work our way to heaven. You ruined your perfect righteousness. I ruined mine. We need Jesus' perfect righteousness. But here's how we get to the kingdom of God. We latch onto Jesus' perfect righteousness like a rope pulling you out of the ocean full of sharks. And you hold onto Jesus with all your strength. That's your faith. And here's your works. Ready? You know what your works are? Don't slip from the rope to go into the things of the world and false religion. Oh, I'm losing the grip on my Savior, the only way to be saved. Grab on again. That's my works. Grabbing onto the Savior. Hey, wait a minute. My wallet's floating by. It's got a bunch of money in it. I'm going to grab that. Oh, I've left the faith of Jesus. It's faith and works together. Not one Bible verse tells you you're saved by faith alone. You're saved by faith through grace, not of works. You couldn't work your way there, but works are part of our salvation because it proves you're holding on to the Savior to pull you through to safety. And the last part of the gospel, after you have holiness and obedience because of the Spirit, you must endure. I met a lot of Calvinist people here that say, you believe, you say a prayer, you get baptized, you're going to heaven no matter what. Jesus didn't teach that. This whole area here is just taught.
I don't believe.
Yeah, this whole area is hyper grace. I mean, this whole event is hyper grace. It was grace, 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 no matter what we do.
Let me caution you to judge each person in one big picture, though. You know, that would be like judging you and your whole family.
Don't judge one big picture. Well, I'm judging the event, the fruits of the event. I can't judge your heart, but I can judge your fruit. I can judge your fruit.
Yeah.
We judge. Jesus said, "You know a tree by its fruit." If you're doing a worldly event, you must be worldly.
What has God sent us here? Jesus sent us here to do.
Jesus
sent us here to do? What is our purpose?
What is our purpose? Well, Mark 16, Jesus said, "Go preach the gospel." Okay. Never mentioned nothing about music concerts, fleshly music concerts. And in Matthew 28:20, he said, "Make disciples," preaching the gospel, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. That's the whole New Testament.
Was love in there?
And some pre-Torah. We do keep some pre-Torah. And we keep the new covenant. When it comes to love, there's fleshly love. There's all kinds of love. Agape love, phileo love. There's the love of God. John tells us in 1 John. Do you know what the love of God is?
No.
Keeping his commands.
Sure.
And so I love you not by bringing you water, cookies, and coffee when you're not even thirsty. They've been bringing us water out here. And we say, thank you. But we're not thirsty. We're fine. Bring the Bible. Bring sound doctrine. Repent of your sin here. Stop selling Jesus as a trinket. They don't want that. They want the water, the cookie, and the coffees. They think that's love. So love is, if you're my brother, if you're my brother, and I love you, and I know you're in a sin, Paul says come and rebuke you.
Yep, basically,
to call you out of your sin.
Call me out of it first.
Because you're going to lose your soul.
And let me repent.
Yeah,
don't repent.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that's why we come here. This is a Christian event. We call them out.
We got to love one another. I just want to.
Brethren.
I
don't consider these people my brethren. Because we believe in a different Jesus.
No.
Yeah, we do.
That's where I think you're misunderstood.
No, because your Jesus keeps pagan holidays that God never kept, Christmas and Easter. It's a Roman Catholic. Your Jesus says you can sin on and on when my Jesus says go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
Your Jesus says you can be of the world. Any gospel that does not call you out of the world, sports, politics, and sports, politics, entertainment, cultural dress, pride and vanity, all of that is a sin before God. You have a very different Jesus. I don't consider the men and women here to be my brethren. I know my brethren. My brethren have come out of the world. My brethren have lost their life.
So the woman at the well, when Jesus went to the woman at the well, you obviously know your Bible very well.
I don't know. You judge my fruit. You judge my fruit.
You know the Bible very well, but the woman at the well, you know, Jesus loved her, right?
He loved her by telling her the truth.
He told her not to go and sin.
Yeah, that's how he loved her.
Correct.
He didn't love her with cookies and coffee.
But he didn't condemn her, right?
No, she also wasn't a believer.
That's my only...
She wasn't a believer.
Right, but don't condemn.
We treat believers different. Condemning? No. When did you hear me tell anyone you're going to hell no matter what? That's condemning. What I do is I warn people, if you stay on the road you're on following false religion, a false gospel, you're worldly and you have a false Jesus, you will suffer the wrath of God. That's what I warn people about.
And Jesus also talked about be slow to speak and quick to listen, right?
That was in the Proverbs.
I want to give you a gospel card. The thing I'm seeing here is not a lot of listening.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I don't listen. How old are you? You look like you're my age. I'm an old man.
60.
How old are you? 60. Me too.
There you go.
So in 60 years, if you haven't seen through this as not worship and this is entertainment and Crowder is a mystic, Roman Catholic type mystic, and these men are selling the things of God, they're music whores, they're making money off of my Savior that Jesus made a whip for. In 60 years, if you haven't seen through this, there's not a lot you can teach me, and I don't listen to men that can't teach me. I listen to men that can teach me. What I see is worldliness, compromise, and carnality. Jesus didn't listen to false teachers either. Neither did Paul. Paul says their mouths must be silenced. So I don't listen to false teachers unless they're asking questions and want to hear the oracles of God. In love, I don't think you have anything to teach me.
No, you know, the only thing...
So that's why I wouldn't listen long.
The only thing that I would say that you should listen for teaching is to be condemning.
I'm not condemning. See, that's why I would reject that.
No, but
I didn't condemn.
When Jesus walked on the earth...
Did he call the Pharisees hypocrites 8 times in Matthew 23?
Right,
was that condemning?
Was it condemning? Sure.
Were they the religious people that were in sin?
Religious people.
This is religious people in sin.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that.
You got to be careful of grouping everybody together, though.
They're here. I see your fruit.
Right.
These are your grandchildren stuff. You're indoctrinating your grandchildren into false American churchianity. I see that fruit. Not holiness, not righteousness, worldliness and carnality. Let me tell you a story.
Can I say something?
Wait, were you here when the crowd was here this morning?
Are people receptive to you?
Were you here when the crowd was here this morning?
Are people receptive to your gospel?
You know who's receptive? Seekers.
No.
We just talked to a couple there for an hour.
Yeah.
I just talked to a young man for half an hour.
Right.
We just talked to one of their workers for half an hour.
Right.
You know who's receptive to the proclamation of God's truth? Seekers. You know who doesn't like God's truth? Religious people set in their worldly, carnal, false ways. And it was the same thing in the Bible. Two young people stood there and played guitars this morning, and the crowd cheered for them while I was preaching the doctrines of God. Those two people yesterday stood right here, and they mocked the truth of God, they mocked the sound doctrine, and they defended LGBT. And when I reminded all these so-called Christians here that you say love God, that they were defending LGBT yesterday, those people all there looked at me and said, so what? Leave them alone. God loves everybody.
And I agree with you. That's wrong.
That's what this is breeding. You don't want to teach your precious young children that. That's what you're modeling. That's what you're modeling. And your church system models that because it's ecumenical here.
Because I listen to someone that's singing worship to God.
You're united to them.
That's not wrong.
You're united to them. Paul says in Romans 16:17, mark those.
Do you worship God with song?
Not carnal, fleshly, instrumental music. That's not found in the New Testament. We sing with our lips.
You know, they didn't play music in the...
Not in the New Testament. You're talking Old Testament. Who do we model? Paul and Jesus. Jesus gives us the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26. And then he broke out the band and they had a fleshly fest. No, he sang a hymn. Music is fleshly, sir. Music is fleshly. And so we don't operate in the flesh. We operate in the spirit.
Okay.
We operate in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And so, no, we believe in the order of the New Testament. And we believe in dressing our temples biblical. We believe in worshiping biblical, which is your everyday life live. We believe in coming out of the culture. We believe in rejecting. I was going to tell you, Romans 16:17 says, mark those that cause division.
Can I have the character and I'll go get the tickets?
When...
Mark those that cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. You're not doing that here. You're compelled to join and unite to these people that don't teach sound doctrine. Crowder is a mystic. 97.3, the radio station that's promoting this. Do you know who they promote? The NAR. Do you know who the NAR is? New Apostolic Reformation, Bill Johnson, Bethel Church in California. The same people that believe in laying on graves and sucking power from dead people. It's called necromancy. They're promoting that here. You're united to it. You're united to it. And that's sin. You can't unite to sin and claim a holy Savior, sir. You're here for flesh and entertainment. You need to follow Christ in spirit and truth. We love you. And so the answer is, I know not many are going to come and listen. We come for the few. We come for the sheep. That's exactly what Jesus said will be. In Luke 18:8, he said, will there be any faith on earth when the Son of Man returns? That's how few it's going to be. This is not the true faith of Jesus. This is a false Christ, false gospel, false spirit.
See, and I disagree with you there because you don't know their hearts as far as what they're...
Jesus like didn't last, say judge last, hearts. He said judge fruit.
Casting crowns last night. He's a leader of a youth group. Church.
You know, he's a worldly, carnal, compromised, false gospel, pagan, feminized church.
That's not true.
It is true.
No.
It is true. And he's also the leader of Casting Crowns as a music whore. He sells the things of God that Jesus made a whip for in John 2.
You know, that's not all truth.
Really? Yeah. Jesus didn't make a whip when men were making money off the Father?
In the temple.
Who's the temple today?
You know.
Who's the temple today?
What do you mean?
Who is the temple today?
The...
temple of the Holy Spirit is his people. They're doing it among the people. You can't get out of it, sir. You're with a compromised system here, and you're leading your precious, beautiful family astray. You need to repent and come out. Jesus said you'll be hated for his namesake and truth. You're not hated in churchianity. What church do you go to?
New Life Christian Center, Assembly of God.
In where?
In Princeton, Minnesota. Princeton.
Princeton? Yeah. So they probably keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Jesus didn't die on Friday and he didn't rise on Sunday. Are you concerned that those are lies?
You know.
You don't care that those are lies?
You know, the worldly holiday part of it or the celebration of Christ's
birth? The actual Jesus didn't die on Friday and he didn't rise on Sunday.
We celebrate Christ's birth.
Did God tell you to do that?
Death and resurrection.
Did God tell you to do that in a holiday linked to the Roman Catholics? That's a Roman Catholic holiday, both of them. All three of them are Roman Catholic holidays. What makes a day holy? Can man make a day holy or God? Did God make Christmas holy? Nope. Did he make Resurrection Sunday or Easter holy? Nope. How about Good Friday? Jesus was in the grave 3 days, three nights. He died Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. He didn't even die on those days.
Right.
But you don't practice that. You're practicing lies. You're teaching your grandchildren it's okay to practice lies. Revelation 22 says one lie, making and loving a lie will put you outside of the kingdom. You got to take sin a lot more serious, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Are you sinless?
Am I sinless?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't practice sin. You are.
No, I don't practice sin.
Yeah, you are. You're practicing a pagan holiday, a false way. You're practicing worldliness. I can practice. I get in my flesh like a man was in my wife's face today, and in my flesh I wanted to put his nose where his ear is, but that's ungodly.
That's not right. It's not. The people, to get in her face is totally out of line. Totally
you
right.
Should have seen it. It was all over here.
What you believe and what I believe,
right.
We both believe in the same Jesus Christ.
No, that's not true. We don't. You have a false Jesus.
Are you going to heaven? When you die.
That'll depend if I endure to the end.
No,
you must endure.
Are you going to heaven when you die? You can know.
If I endure.
You can know. You can know right
I have
now.
The hope of salvation today, but I haven't endured and finished.
No, you can have salvation.
Nope.
Yes,
nope.
You can.
You do not have it locked up today. Your marriage isn't a done deal. You got to finish it. Your faith isn't done. You said you're not a Calvinist. Now you're a Calvinist.
No.
Once saved, always saved.
No.
You don't have the guaranteed hope. You can lose it. You can go into sin. You can turn from your faith. You don't have the guarantee today, sir. You have the hope of salvation.
But you can be saved.
You're saved today if you die and you're following Jesus in spirit and truth. But if you're keeping false ways and man-made religion like this, and you're keeping fleshly ways and carnality and sin,
but if you're
it's not fruit that you're following Jesus Christ.
If you believe what you're trying to teach me, that if you have any sin in your life at all, you're going to hell.
Willful sin will damn your soul. Hebrews 10:26. I'm giving you scripture. Yeah. There is therefore now no sacrifice for willful sin if we sin willfully. Hebrews 10:26.
Right.
But a fiery judgment that will destroy God's adversaries.
Right.
So if you live in any willful sin, how many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to get put out of the garden?
Right.
How many sins? Let's go to the New Testament. After Jesus rose and grace has come, how many sins did it take to kill Ananias and Sapphira, a man and a wife, in Acts 5?
Right.
Doesn't that prove to you that sin kills? How about Peter with Simon in Acts 8, is it? Simon is a believer, says, hey, I want to buy the Holy Spirit, the power. Peter says, you know what? You're in sin, no problem. You're in sin, no problem. Don't worry about it. You're safe eternally no matter what. Peter says, I see you're in the bond and the gall of iniquity. You better pray that God gives you repentance. And Simon's like, oh, pray that doesn't happen to me. He was fearful to lose his soul over one sin.
So do you believe that
he had to repent of it,
sir? Do you believe the disciples were saved?
If they endured to the end, of course they were.
Do you believe Peter was?
If he endured to the end, of course he was. The Bible says we're not to say who's in heaven and who's not. I don't know the end of it. God knows. I know the fruit they had up to their life sure looked good, but we don't know the end result. You have to endure. You have the hope of salvation today.
How many people are perfect?
How many people are perfect?
Yeah, how many,
what's your definition of perfect?
How many people are sinful and perfect?
Sinful and perfect?
Right.
Sinful and perfect. What's your
sinless?
Oh, sinless and perfect.
Yeah. How many are there?
No man is sinless.
Right. None.
But
so
the Bible,
does that condemn everybody? Then?
The Bible commands.
Right. Let me
the Bible commands we be perfect.
Let me finish.
30 times.
Does that condemn everybody?
Yes, you're condemned in your willful sin unless
so
you repent of it.
Saved?
By repenting of your sin to the blood of Jesus.
Because Christ took it to the cross.
He didn't cover all your sin, past, present, and future, no matter what.
Christ,
you must repent of your sin. You must repent of your sin.
It,
okay.
Right,
listen to these people going, oh, feminist woman going, oh. She's not supposed to teach men.
That was a sin what you just did.
Huh?
That was a sin what you just did.
What did I just do?
Call her a feminist woman.
She is a feminist woman.
So that's a sin.
She's a why is it a sin to tell the truth? Condemning her by telling her sin?
No,
you don't know what you're talking about.
No, you're not.
She's a feminist woman.
You're not speaking
rebuking,
the way Jesus would speak.
Mocking.
You're not speaking the way Jesus would
mocking.
Speak.
Mocking.
Be an example of Jesus. I'm okay with you doing what you do.
I don't care if you're okay with it, sir. You're starting to become a mocker. Maybe you need to go away.
No, do it.
Maybe
do it
you need to go away.
Do it the way Jesus did.
Yeah, Jesus rebuked religious Pharisees. I'm rebuking you.
No,
you're a hypocrite.
Jesus loved
you. You're a hypocrite. Go read Matthew 23. Hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite.
Listen to what you're preaching.
Your grandpa is a hypocrite because he's teaching you false churchianity.
That's terrible.
Your grandpa's a hypocrite because he's teaching you false Christianity. I love them enough to tell the truth.
No, that's terrible that you would
say that.
No,
not terrible. The Bible warns children about the sins of their fathers. It's all over the Bible, sir. You have no idea what you're talking about. A feminist woman comes by and denies the gospel that you even believe in, and you think it's wrong to rebuke her. Paul says, rebuke those that are in sin publicly.
You're just wanting.
You're not a Paul. You're not a Jesus. You're not a John the Baptist.
Seeking attention. That's what the sad part
is. Seeking attention? You're going to go watch guys on stage with speakers bigger than my first car and album covers, and I'm seeking attention?
You're standing here with a sign seeking attention.
Jesus said, go lift up your voice, proclaim the gospel.
Run around with the sign.
That's why I'm doing it.
Jesus didn't do it.
Everybody uses signs. You got Jesus' name on your body, sinfully, I might add.
No.
Your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not supposed to add things to it.
You got it on your body.
It's not on my body.
Sure,
you know, I don't have any advertisements on my body. I'm covered in what God put us in.
You call that not an advertisement?
Call it what?
You don't call that advertising?
It's not on my body, sir. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You really don't have sound doctrine. I understand because you're here. Tell you what, you can listen to our whole talk. It's going to be on my website if you want to look it up. I made an audio. You're going to be on my website as an example of a man who comes up and says he believes in the gospel, but you don't believe in the gospel. It's like this place. They say they believe in the gospel, but when you preach the biblical gospel, they don't believe in it at all. I think I'm done here, sir.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I think I'm done here.
I'm not. Now, what do you do for a
living? Well, it doesn't matter. I don't have to talk to you.
I can talk.
You can talk.
Just like you can talk.
You can talk all you want.
So, what do you do for a living?
You can talk all you want. I'm just going to hold my sign up and lift up Jesus Christ.
It's interesting that you can speak and speak your mind, but you won't answer a question to somebody else.
The Bible says not to answer mockers.
That's not a mocking
So you're going to look really bad on the internet.
That's a question.
You're going to look really bad in my face.
Yeah.
People that want truth to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to look really bad. So now you're like walking there and accosting me.
What do you do
so the police officers are right there, and when they see that you won't leave me alone, that's like harassment.
Oh, really?
Sure. I don't harass anybody. I was standing over here. You walked up to me.
You know what?
You walked up to me.
That is a real example.
You walked up to me. I reject, rebuke false teachers. Go on your way, false teacher. Go on your way. Turn away from your sin and your worldliness and your carnality and your false churchianity. Loving our neighbor, telling the truth, you're being deceived by false man-made religion. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. You're following false Jesus, false doctrine that cannot save you. You're following the world the music whore, David Crowder, multimillionaire selling the things of God. He's linked to Roman Catholicism, Lecto Divina, contemplative prayer. He's a mystic, occult man. Preaching the truth, calling you out of sin and worldliness, calling you, warning you about corrupt men like David Crowder, the corrupt denominational system that leads to the swill in America today. Sinful, wicked, paganized, sodomized, feminized, materialized. That's America today. Not God bless America. God is going to judge wicked America. America never was a Christian nation. It's a false, corrupt, pagan Christian nation, so-called Christian nation, not rooted in sound doctrine. Patriotism is prideful and an abomination to God, just as American churchianity is prideful and an abomination to God. You must seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. We've been telling people that for 2 days, but the people here don't want the truth of God. They want LGBT approving. They want pride. They want fleshly music. They want false gospels. They want false Jesus. They want pagan holidays. They want hyper grace. You can't find that in the Holy Scriptures for God's people. It's loving to tell you the truth. You only think I'm a bold preacher because you've been feminized by itchy-eared false gospel Christianity for so long. It's loving to call you out of your sin.